It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hugge.
Good afternoon. We welcome you to another edition of Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. Well, we got a little bit of taste last night of what we didn't want to get a taste of here in parts of Central Iowa, and that was severe weather, which means the emergency management people were keeping track of everything, and so we're going to catch up a little bit just by coincidence scheduled for today. Marshall County Emergency Management Coordinator Kim Elder joins us. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
How'd you manage to keep all those out of Marshall County last night?
A lot of prayer. I don't know what else I can say. Please no, please no. We don't need any more here.
No, and everybody, I think, was doing double takes when they saw a tornado in Pella.
Last
night, which fortunately was minimal, but still anything is too much.
Right.
We've talked before on air. You've talked with Kyle on the air. We've talked about the Alert Iowa changing vendors. How does that seem to be going? Because that changes July 1st, and we want to emphasize that it's not an automatic. If you get Alert Iowa on any device, it's not automatically going to transfer
over,
right?
Yeah. When they transferred at the state level, so it was a state purchase that went out for bid again, and so it changed companies. So it wasn't something at the county level. So us emergency managers at the county level had some learning curve, and we're trying to get the citizens up to speed too on that learning curve. So yeah, the old Alert Iowa, great system. I've had a lot of questions. Will my weather radio still work the same? Yes, it'll still work the same. That's a different system. Similar as far as how they put out alerts, but a different system. So you don't have to change that. But if you signed up for Alert Iowa to get alerts in Marshall County, you'll have to go in and sign up with the new program. There are some things that rolled over to the new system, but it's not an apples to apples kind of thing. And so the data doesn't just roll over to the new system. So my recommendation is, even if you think it may have rolled over, go ahead and go in and sign up. If nothing else, just Google Alert Iowa, and you can find a how to sign up on the Iowa Homeland Security webpage, and it's pretty easy. There are some links to that new system and Smart 911. We don't have a Smart 911 system here in Marshall County as far as that app goes. The information that they ask you on there, you don't have to fill out all the medical and who lives in your household and how many pets you have and what are your disabilities, those kind of things. It does give you that option. If we were ever going to that Smart 911, your info would be in there. But you can go back in and do that later. So don't let it overwhelm you if you go in there, because it can look a little daunting. Just get your name, address, phone number, and how you prefer to get that information sent to you. So it can be sent to your landline, cell phone, email, or as many cell phones as you'd like. And you yourself said you were signing up for multiple counties.
Right. Yeah. I was trying to sign up for multiple counties, and the old system was fairly straightforward with it. This one I have learned, obviously, with the radio stations here, you know, we try and keep an eye out on other counties in addition to Marshall, like Tama, Jasper, Story. To go in on that, you have to enter a separate address in that county.
Yeah.
So, for instance, I cheated a little bit, I guess. I don't know. So I went in and I was just using addresses from like city halls or courthouses or something like that, just so I could get some of those for you know, again, the outlying counties.
Sure.
So once I found that out, I had to ask their support about that, and I got a quick response.
Good.
I will say that the response was quick, but you know, I know a lot of folks say, okay, I want to know what's going on in Marshall County, but you know, I may have somebody that, you know, I may have a daughter over in Dubuque County,
right,
or one in Worth County, and you want to do that too. So you got to go in and add an address because there is on your home page there is a thing that says add address.
Okay.
You do that, and it seems to be fairly straightforward after that. So
good. Well, that's good to know. Yeah, that's something I haven't played around with. There's a lot of behind the scenes going on, mm-hmm. and so I've been asking people that have signed up, and that's good to share with people. Anything, like you said, anything you have questions with, call their support. They have been very helpful to me, too. They understand that we're switching vendors and that it is an emergency alert system, that we want to get information out to people. I had a couple of calls this morning, like I said, asking if weather radios would still work, and again, they will, but they also asked what kind of alerts go out over Alert Iowa. If I have my weather radio, why do I need Alert Iowa? We don't usually put general information out over a weather radio. It has to be very specific. It has to be weather related or an evacuation type situation to put out over a national system like the weather radio. So we would put out things on Alert Iowa that would pertain to your city. So if your city hall would like to put out a boil water, mm-hmm. or if the Marshalltown Police Department, they've used Alert Iowa to say avoid intersection XYZ because there's an accident or a fire there and, you know, the street's closed. So it can be really populated for your area. You can choose to get alerts for the whole county, or you can get alerts for your community within the county.
Yep.
So it can draw it down, you know, to be pretty specific. So,
and I know I've been receiving texts encouraging me to sign up for those, and those in this case are legitimate.
They are, yeah. That was another big question. I got a couple of days in a row I put out reminders with text messaging, and actually voice calls came over the landlines, if you still have a landline. And people would hear that robot voice, or they would hear or see the text message, and they were afraid to click on the link. Rightfully so. We don't want people getting hacked into, or you know, getting a virus because they clicked on a link. So I would rather people call and ask me, and that's okay. Did you send it out? Yes, we did send out to last week, and so people had questions, and that's okay. I'd rather be asked. There's a lot of strange things going on.
And again, I've been receiving those texts not only for Marshall County, but for Jasper County and for Tama County and some of the surrounding counties. So, if you have any doubt, call somebody, call your emergency management in your county and all that. So last night, when there were some storm warnings, thunderstorm warnings in like Jasper and Tama counties, those were still on the old system.
Yes. And they also will run through, there's still a way to go through your cell phone system that's not necessarily guaranteed, but that works around Alert Iowa. Mm-hmm. So there are workarounds, and there are alerts that are available that if you don't sign up for Alert Iowa. So if you choose not to, you just won't get those local alerts.
One other question I have for you about Alert Iowa is that it is asking for location information for 911. Of course, we heard for so many years that cell phones are not reliable for whatever reason for 911 calls, but that seems to be changing.
It is, yeah. The triangulation between the towers is getting more and more reliable. The technology out there is... the pinging of your phone can be tracked down so much closer than it used to be. So they can get in a general vicinity of where you're at. That works a lot better than it used to.
And it stays within there if you put that in. So they're not sharing. The information that you put in for Alert Iowa isn't necessarily being monitored by somebody in a little corner office at the state capitol.
No, it's not. No, it's done by the vendor, and that vendor works strictly for this, alert. So it is definitely information that stays within that system.
Well, changing items here a little bit. I know you've been encouraging folks for a while to consider classes upcoming in the fall.
Kind
first
of winter.
Of the year.
Yeah, the winter.
We're talking about winter already?
Winter.
Maybe I shouldn't have brought that in.
Yeah.
Anyway, the CERT classes, Community Emergency Response Team. And, you know, those are good to know about ahead of time, even if they are in January.
I know, right?
Because there is a commitment here of time.
There is.
But obviously, you and other folks who have these classes think they are worthwhile.
They are. We haven't had one. I can't remember if it's been 3 years. I know it's been at least two. you know, with everything happening around here, it's been a little busy. But we didn't have the funding either, so we kind of had to play with that, figure out how to, you know, we have to pay instructors to come in. Sure. I've finally gotten several of my current CERT team members who are volunteers up to the criteria they need to be to help do instructing, so that helps. And then we use other community volunteers also to step in. We give them a little bit of a little bit of money for their time because they volunteer 90% of their time. But it's a 7 or 8 week class, depending on how we work it out. We usually work about one day a week. It's usually in the evening, 2 to 3 hours, depending on the class. We're going to start this one in January, work it up into February, mid-January to late February, just because that seems to be more of a downtime if there is a downtime. Our weather's not as busy. Farming's not as busy. People don't have as many things going on, maybe a little basketball going on, that kind of thing, but sure. Tend to have people ask us to do it in the more down season for them. So we're going to try that. It's, like you said, it's a good class. You don't have to join the community emergency response team in our county to if you go to the class. So if you go to the class, you do need to commit to the 7 to 8 weeks so that we can make sure there's a spot for those that are very interested. Mm-hmm. If you have questions on it, I definitely can go through it. But it's a really good class just to have general information about how to respond during an emergency, how to first aid, that kind of thing. And it just is just a really good class in general to have. So whether you use it for home, work, church, or if you join the team, once you get through it, you are eligible to apply for the team, and you can be one of our volunteers that get called out.
Another question for you. We had our monthly visit with the Board of Supervisors this morning on open forum, and they're talking about it. They're meeting tomorrow, setting up the fund for funds coming in for the American Rescue Plan. Mm-hmm. And I've got a funny feeling that maybe emergency management is hoping to see a few of those funds to help with some of the costs and expenses from over the last year or so.
You know, luckily, there has been a little bit of funding brought down through the EMPG, which is the emergency performance grant. And so emergency management performance grant, sorry, I couldn't think of the acronym. And so we've gotten a little money through that to upgrade. We chose to use some of that money for upgrading our emergency operations center to a virtual center because we didn't want to bring all our decision makers into one room like we usually do. So we did upgrade that. We do have some more to upgrade. The county has been helping a little bit on that, too, because it's not just my room that we use it for. It's for training and things, too.
Okay. What else you got going on? You were talking about some clinics before we went on.
Yeah. I've been working a lot with Pat Thompson with public health over the last year and a half, and not only bringing in PPE that's been needed here in the county, a lot of trips to Des Moines and a lot of loading up with the help from our buildings and grounds, thank God. But we've gotten a lot of teamwork going on, which we do on a daily basis, but we, you know, it's changed over the last year and a half to a different type of thing with public health.
That.
Yeah, we haven't seen a ton of public health since H1N1. You know, that was the last big thing that we did together. So, yeah, we've worked on a lot of the mobile vaccine clinics. So taking, like, I know Des Moines has been doing a lot, going out to ball games and stuff. We did races one night. Mm-hmm. We did the farmer's market in Marshalltown last Wednesday night. And then on Saturday, we were at the Rose Festival and had vaccines available. So getting out to where the people are, being visible, answering questions, letting people ask questions, it's been good to get out.
We only got about 30 seconds. Has there been one question during these clinics that you've gotten that's been the overwhelming one that everybody seems to want to ask?
I think, am I going to get sick and do I have to have another one? Or probably our biggest one, you know. Okay. And then the varying, you know, it really varies of people how they feel. But majority of people have very little problem with the vaccine. So
if folks want information on Alert Iowa or the CERT training or any of that, they could just reach out to you.
Absolutely.
All righty. Always good to see you. Thanks for the information. I'm sure we will talk again. in the near future.
That sounds good to me.
Kim Elder, our Emergency Management Coordinator for Marshall County, our guest today here on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.